when I'm in awe of you. The reason why I sing and I'm in awe of you. There's none like you in all the earth, Creator of the universe. No one else can do the things you do. Sovereign you are. Oh Lord, you are my King, and I'm in awe of you. The reason why I sing, and I'm in awe of you. There's none like you in all the earth, Creator of the universe. No one else can do the things you do. Sovereign you are. When I worship and adore you, I am in awe of you, oh God. When I worship and exalt you, I am in awe of you, oh God. When I worship and adore you, I am in awe of you, oh God. When I praise and exalt you, I am in awe of you, oh God. I worship and adore you, I am in awe of you, oh God. When I praise and exalt you, I am in awe of you, oh God. I am in awe of you, oh God. I am in awe of you, oh God.
Changing for you, every way I'm looking like you. I will die for you, I will die for you. Every day I'm dying for you, all my ways are changing for you. Every way I'm looking like you, I will die for you, I will die for you.
See, you
die for me. I will die for you. You die for me. I will die for you. Oh Lord, you die for me. I will die for you. I will die for you. I will die for you. You die for me. I will die for you. You die for me. I will die for you. Oh Lord, you die for me. I will die for you. I will die for you. I will die for you. You rose for me. Now I live for you. You rose for me. Now I live for you. Oh Lord, you rose for me. Now I live for you. Now I live for you. Now I live for you. I will die. I will die. Oh Lord, I will die for you. I will die for you. I will die for you. I will live. Say, I will live. Oh Lord, I will live for you. I will live for you. I will live for you.
The story of Saint Rita of Cascia. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Rita, our patron saint of the school and parish. Rita was born in the year 1381 in the village of Italy. Her parents, Antonio and Amata Lotti, considered her birth a very special gift from God. For Rita was born to them as they were already advancing in age. As a young girl, Rita frequently visited the convent of the Augustinian nuns. Dreamed of one day joining their community, her parents, however, had promised her in marriage. According to the custom of the day, to Palio Mancini, a good man of strong and reckless character, Rita accepted her parents' decision, resolved to see this as God's will for her. The young couple was joined in marriage, and soon twin boys were born to them. Rita found herself occupied with the typical concerns of a wife, mother, and homemaker of while her husband was employed as a watchman for the town. There was much conflict and fighting in the town among political groups. As a minor official of the town, Palio often found himself drawn into the conflict. And as a result, tension was sometimes brought into the family household. By her prayer, patience, and affection, however, Rita was able to ease the stress and worry that her husband experienced, but she was not able to shield him altogether from the dangers to which society exposed him. One day, as her husband Palio was returning home from work, he was ambushed and killed. The pain which this unexpected and violent death inflicted upon Rita was only compounded by the fear she felt that her teenage sons would seek to avenge. Their father's death Rita's only recourse was to prayer and persuasion. As it happened, the death of both boys from natural causes a short time later removed them from physical and spiritual danger. Despite her great burden, she could still thank God that they had died in peace, free of the poison of murder to them, which hatred and revenge might have otherwise drawn them. Now alone and without family responsibilities, Rita once more turned her thoughts to the desired vocation of her youth, that of joining the Augustinian nuns, some of the religious of the community. However, were relatives of the members of the political groups considered responsible for Palio's death, and so as not to attempt the harmony of the covenant, Rita's request to become a nun was denied. She was not discouraged and persisted in her desire to fulfill God's plan for her as a nun. She implored her three patron saints, John the Baptist, Saint Augustine, and Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, to assist her. Determined and with strong perseverance, she set about the task of establishing peace between the hostile parties of town. She succeeded, and this success opened the doors for her to enter the monastery and fulfill her dream of becoming a nun. At the age of 36, Rita pledged to follow the ancient rule of Saint Augustine. For the next 40 years, she gave herself wholeheartedly to prayer and works of charity, striving especially to preserve peace and harmony among the citizens of Cascia. With a pure love, she wanted more and more to be intimately joined to the redemptive suffering of Jesus, and this desire of hers was satisfied in an extraordinary way. One day, when she was about 6 years of age, she was meditating before an image of Jesus crucified, as she was long accustomed to doing. Suddenly, a small wound appeared on her forehead, as though a thorn from the crown that encircled Christ's head had loosed itself and penetrated her own flesh. For the next 15 years, she bore this external sign of stigmatization and union with the Lord. In spite of the constant pain and awful smell from the wound, she constantly offered this suffering for the physical and spiritual well-being of others. During the last 4 years of her life, Rita was confined to bed and was able to eat so little that she practically lived on the Eucharist. She was an inspiration to the other nuns and to all who came to visit her. She was always patient and had a joyful disposition despite her great suffering. One of her relatives visited her a few months before her death and was privileged to witness firsthand the extraordinary things requested by Rita. When asked whether she had any special desires, Rita asked only that a rose from the garden of her parents' home be brought to her. It was a small favor to ask, but quite an impossible one to grant in the month of January. Roses do not bloom in the cold of winter. Nevertheless, on returning home, the woman discovered to her amazement a single brightly colored blossom on the bush where Rita said it would be. Picking it, she returned immediately to the monastery and presented it to Rita, who gave thanks to God for this sign of love. Thus, the saint of the thorn became the saint of the rose, and she, whose impossible requests were granted, her became the advocate of all those whose own requests seemed impossible. Her final words to the nuns and those around her were, "Remain in the holy love of Jesus. Remain in obedience to the Holy Roman Church. Remain in peace and sisterly and brotherly charity." Having faithfully and lovingly responded to God's many invitations to her in the course of her 76 years, Rita returned to God in peace on May 22nd, 1457. Her body, which has remained incorrupt over the centuries, is venerated today in the shrine of Kesha, which bears her name. Her feast is observed on the anniversary of her death, May 22nd. Saint Rita is the patron saint of abuse victims, those who suffer loneliness, bodily ills, desperate causes, difficult marriages, forgotten causes, impossible and lost causes, and victims of physical spouse abuse, widows, and wounds. Please take a look at the statue on my left. Let us celebrate the feast of our patron saint and ask for the graces of peace and Christian charity.
Please stand, everybody. Clap your hands, come on. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Take it up, everybody. Every praise is to our every word of worship. Every praise. Sing God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes he is, yes he is, God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes he is, yes he is. Every praise is to our every word of worship. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise is to our God.
Amen. We begin our prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning. We know that every praise is to our God. Every time we gather in prayer, every time we come here into this church, but especially today, as DeLacia's closing line in the biography of St. Rita told us, today we celebrate our patroness. Today, the church all over the world remembers the name of Rita. And we can think in some of the words that DeLacia was saying, they're kind of big words, kind of foreign words, that this is maybe a feast for a long time ago, for different kind of people. I'm wearing of a different kind of vestment today. There's a picture of St. Rita on the back of the vestment. We might think, well, why is it on the back of the vestment? Well, when this would have been first used, Mass would have been celebrated with the back to the people. So in some ways, it's like, okay, is this kind of something for long ago? Is this something that we kind of dust off for the end of May, the end of the school year? We heard in those that witness of Rita's life, though, that she still speaks to us, that there are ways in her life that our life can be changed. As an example, as a patroness, as someone who prays for us especially, our school, our parish, this day. For those ways in which perhaps we have not been people of peacemaking, for those ways in which perhaps we have not been people of perseverance, especially at the end of this school year, for those ways in which perhaps we've lost sight of Jesus, St. Rita hasn't pointed us on to God, for any ways that we've sinned, let's now remember those times, remember those sins, maybe remember something specific this week, bringing that to God, seeking his reconciliation, knowing his desire to forgive us our sins at the beginning of this liturgy. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Bestow on us, we pray, O Lord, the wisdom and strength of the cross with which you were pleased to endow Saint Rita, so that suffering in every tribulation with Christ, we may participate ever more deeply in his paschal mystery, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Now I invite you to please be seated for our readings.
Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Yeah. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Response: those who are victorious, I will feed from the tree of life.
Those who are victorious, I will feed from the tree of life.
Bless the person who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord, and meditates on his law day and night. Response: they are like a tree planted near running water, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. Whatever they do, prospers. Response: not so the wicked, not so. They are like dust, which the wind blows away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Response: Alleluia. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, packed down, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. All right, so today, obviously, we have a woman on our mind. We have Rita on our mind. We heard a nice introduction from Delacia. Hopefully you've been hearing some things about Rita in your classes. Obviously we say St. Rita's name every day of the school year, multiple times. So I just wonder, what can you tell me about St. Rita? What are a couple things? Maybe something that pops to mind about St. Rita Dawson. What is something about St. Rita?
When we bring those pets to school and we got baptized.
Okay, so when we brought pets to school, they got baptized, okay. Well, we did bring pets to school and there was a prayer of blessing on them on St. Francis's feast day, that's true. So that was another feast day, that's right. And we're here for St. Rita's feast day. So what do we know specifically about St. Rita, Sean?
We know that she got married and she was she became a widow.
Okay, so that's good right there. So while we see Rita's statue is always dressed up like a nun, right? She's got a habit. We've got a statue there. We've got a statue next to St. Anthony in that little niche. We've got a statue that thankfully none of you all ran over as you entered church today. We've got three statues of St. Rita. While she's normally dressed up as a nun, as a sister, Sean tells us, wait a minute now, it always wasn't like that. She was married, and she was widowed, meaning her husband died. More about that, I'm sure, in a moment. What else do we know about St. Rita?
When everybody go to church.
And we say we go to St. Rita Church, right? And so we see some of these things about St. Rita in our church. We see some of her pictures, and today we get to celebrate her. What else do we know about St. Rita? Philip, you know something about St. Rita? What we've established is she's friends with some other saints. Our church is named after her. She was married and her husband died. What more?
She's the miracle of impossible.
She's the patroness of impossible causes, okay. And some of those things are because of events in her life. One thing that Delacia mentioned at the end of her life, that she was sick, she was on her deathbed, it was January, so obviously she didn't just die right then and there, but she wanted roses. She wanted roses and figs. Figs is kind of a type of fruit that sometimes you'll get. Sometimes Miss Spears hands them out for aftercare in Fig Newton form. So figs and roses, but it was in the middle of the winter, and so you couldn't get them. Well, the person goes back to Rita's hometown and finds roses and figs. So in some ways, Rita, in that kind of sense, is the patron of impossible causes, in other kind of sense too. So she was married, our church is named after her, her husband died, she's the patroness of impossible causes. What else? Anything else that you know about St. Rita?
Because I like puppies.
Yes, I was hoping for that one. You like puppies. Our pre-K is doing a great job this morning. So Rita certainly connects us to many aspects of our life. And I think that's important as we look at her statue again, right? She's a sister. She's a religious sister. And yet she was a married woman. Her husband died. That's a nice way of saying her husband was murdered, okay? This wasn't just something like, oh, he got in an accident, or oh, he got kind of sick. Her husband was murdered in that town in Italy, in a town where the way justice was isn't even the way it is today. We can talk about the justice system in our day, and maybe it's not the best in the world. Well, in those days, it was even worse. In those days, the justice system was, somebody hurt your family, you need to go take care of it. This is what they called vendetta justice. So there's a vendetta against the person who would have murdered Rita's husband, that we need to go take him out. We need to go get blood from them because they've taken blood from us, okay? I know we never think this way on the playground, right? I know we never think this way in the classroom, that if somebody does something to us, we got to do it back to them. That's the way they thought in Italy in those days. So her husband was murdered. And yet Rita decides, I'm going to make peace. As terrible as a situation as this is in my life, God's got more for me. God's got bigger plans for me. God desires me to keep moving forward, mourning this loss, but he's got something for me in store. Her sons didn't think the same way. Her sons were told, you know, you need to go do this. You're the men of the house now. You need to go take care of justice. Your father was murdered. You need to go after them and you need to take care of it. They were kind of wrestling with this. Their mom was like, don't do that. Don't bring more of this out. This is bad. So in this pain, in this tension, in this sorrow, her two sons get a sickness, they get a disease and quickly die. So imagine Rita, here she is, she's lost her husband, right? As we said, that's a nice way to say her husband was murdered by a rival family. She's lost her two sons who were kind of wrestling with some things, they were into some things that weren't the best in the world. Sometimes maybe we feel that we're in this place, right? Maybe not actually, but we've got this kind of suffering piled atop, you know, on top of the next thing. How can I do all this? And yet Rita again directs her vision to the cross. She says, you know what? It's not all about me. It's not just kind of even this pain, as real as this is. Jesus has got me. Jesus has suffered for me. Jesus has redeemed all of us. I forgive him. I forgive that family again. I forgive any pain that I have. I don't direct that. God needs more from me. Whatever sadness in my life happens, God's going to continue to guide me. This isn't a story then just like for the old times. This is a story for us today, right? We get hurt. We feel pain. What do we do with that? Do we just make the sign of the cross when Sister Noel tells us to begin prayer? Do we just sing when Mr. Bukhari starts playing his piano? Or is this something that is in us? Is this just a uniform that we wear, or is Rita in our heart? That's what we got to ask ourselves. So even here, we could say, man, Rita is very much of a good guide for us. that she sees farther on. She's going to keep on working for God no matter what happens. And then she tries to enter the convent. Did they let her into the convent? She wants to become a nun. She wants to become a sister. She's gone through all of this stuff. Her sons are dead. Her husband is murdered. Does she get to go into the convent and go be a nice sister? Does anybody remember this part of the story? I think this is an important part of the story. Sydney, you've got some memory of this story, this part of the story. What happens here, Sydney?
She wasn't accepted.
Why was she not accepted? She's gone through so much. She's such a good woman. Why would she not be accepted?
Because they choose certain people.
So she doesn't get the choice, right? She goes to the sisters and says, hey, all right, I know this isn't a normal kind of journey. I know that, you know, like Sister Noelle didn't have a husband who was murdered before and then became a Maronite and all that. I know this isn't normal. I want to become a sister. And they say, no, we make the rules, you can't come in. Because in the convent, the sisters, they had some people who were from Rita and her husband's family. They had other people who were from the rival family, the family responsible for her husband's murder. Now, Rita's forgiven them. Rita said, you know what? I forgive them. God keeps on pointing to me. I'm not going to be a problem. But they say, you know, you just being here, it's going to make people uncomfortable. We love to say that, right? Like when it's a decision we don't want, it's just going to make somebody uncomfortable. You know, go do something else with your life. So here, husband's murdered, sons are dead. She's been rejected by the convent. She's made her peace, and yet she doesn't give up. She says, you know what? It's not just enough for me to make peace. I've got to get these two families to make peace. So little Rita goes to these families and gets them somehow to forgive each other. Gets them who, obviously, you know, they're not afraid to murder each other. They're not afraid to go after each other. She gets them to forgive each other. And then she gets to go into the convent. All right. I want us to think about this, about whatever challenge you think that you have in that relationship, right? It's the end of the school year, we're here, right? There's that teacher, there's that student, there's that classmate, there's that family member, there's that assignment. There's something that's been kind of gnawing at us, right? There's something that we don't think is fair. There's something that we don't think that we should have to do. There's something that, you know what, it wasn't my fault to begin with. I don't need to forgive this person. Let them come to me. We think that's the message. That shows me to be strong. That shows me to be wise. Rita says, that doesn't show anything. That doesn't show that we're a Christian. That doesn't show that we're followers of Jesus Christ. That doesn't show that we're people that have Rita on our hearts, right? So whatever we're dealing with, at the end of the school year, whatever thing that we're struggling over, we're stumbling over, let's ask Rita to pray for us, just like we would somebody that's gone through something like we have. Let's ask her to help us, and from her life long ago, bring it here and now. Who do I need to make peace with? Who do I need to take that step towards? Who do I need to be like Rita with? I got to make my peace. I got to get others to make their peace. This isn't just a uniform that we wear. This isn't just the name of our school, the name of our church. This is who we're called to be. And so today we thank God for the gift of St. Rita. Thank God for the gift of St. Rita in the past, the miracles that she's done. But we thank God more that Rita can live here and now in our midst, in our school, in our parish. Let's try to do that today, bringing that to our God on our altar. Let's now stand and bring to our God those many prayers that we have. Those prayers that we have for those who maybe it's been hard to pray for. Those prayers that we have for those it's been hard to make peace with. Those prayers that we have for those who maybe we notice are struggling, have some big things that they're dealing with. Asking God again today to bring about the impossible in our midst, to bring about peace in our world.
Prayers of the faith. Prayers of the faithful. Response, Lord, may your light shine in and through us.
Lord, may your light shine in and through us.
Follow the example of Saint Rita, our patron saint. We pray that we may be peacemakers in our home, community, and school. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, may your light shine in and through us.
That through the intercession of Saint Rita, the patron saint of those abused, lonely, forgotten, and hopeless cause, human traffic, homelessness, and loneliness of the elderly, may come to an end by our small acts of kindness and service. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, let your light shine in and through us.
That like Saint Rita, we may be present in prayer, never giving up hope, and hoping and having complete trust and goodness and love of Jesus our Savior. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, let your light shine in and through us.
For all students, alumni, teachers, parents of St. Rita School community, that each may remain in the holy love of Jesus and obedient to his teaching. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, let your light shine in and through us.
We pause for a moment to maintain the special intentions that we carry in our heart. We pray to the Lord. Response.
Lord, let your light shine in and through us. Good and gracious God, we bring to you these, our gifts, those that we have offered to you, the gift most of all of a desire for a pure heart, a clean heart, a peacemaking heart. We ask that that spirit be ours today, not just in word, not just in uniform or in stationery, but in our way of life. We ask you through the intercession of Saint Rita to hear our prayers and to answer them this day and all, and we make them through Christ our Lord. Amen. And I invite you to please be seated for our presentation of gifts.
We offer the bread and wine. We offer the bread and wine representing the food that nourishes each of us daily. Roses are a symbol of love and peacemaking. We present these rose bushes that we will plant in honor of St. Rita, asking our Lord Jesus to give us the graces, faith, peace, and trust in him. Because all things are possible with God through prayer.
Order my steps in your
teach me your will while you were working. Help me be still, for Satan is busy. God is real. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Write on my tongue, let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my voice both day and night. Please order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Want to walk worthy. My calling to fulfill. If you order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing. Steps. Order my steps.